Sunday night, Tezayin Adar Aleph. Okay, if you take bread, pieces of bread, you have to ask your wives or your mothers for recipes. There's different kinds of foods that people make, French toast, matzo brei, all kinds of concoctions. Someone came to me last week with a shayla, something, you should get the recipe, it sounded delicious. Something with hot chocolate, they poured over challah, I'm not even sure anymore what it was. But they had to bring me it to the shul, because I had to see if they were pieces were a kazayas or not. Once I had it already, I was going to, no, I didn't. I did not partake of it, then it would be like shochat, you know. Anyway, if you boil bread, if you boil it, that's with water, boiling means in water. It's covered with liquid and you're boiling it. Then hamotzi becomes a mazonos if the pieces that are being boiled are less than a kazayas. If they're more than a kazayas, it stays hamotzi. If it's less than a kazayas, then it becomes mazonos. Now, what? After it is boiled. And it's not, if you dip it in water, we're talking about a kli rishon on the fire or off the fire if it's yatzoledes. A kli sheni not, irui, which some recipes have irui, kli rishon, you pour boiling water over the pieces. That's a shaila, that's a major league safek, and we'll talk about how to deal with the safekas, the safek mazono, safek hamotzi, what bracha you make. But remember, we're always talking about pieces that are less than a kazayas. Let me backtrack to the boiling before we get to other cases. The boiling, it has to boil, the poskim say, chazanish, and Shlomo Zalman, it has to boil for... You can't just dip it in boiling water. They talk about between a half a minute and a minute to sit there. That's how they say it. Between a half a minute and a minute, it has to actually boil. And then you make a mazonos, and you do not bench, no matter how many of this you eat. No matter how much of it you eat, how many, this is not having the din of pasabo bekisnin, that if you eat a lot of it, you have to wash, make hamotzi and bench. It's not like that. Again, we're talking about a kli rishon, not a kli sheni. And irui is a suffix. Deep fried, there's three types of frying. There's deep fried, where Rav Shlomo Zalman says the hagdara should be if it's covered with oil. If the item is covered with oil, then it's like cooking. It has a din of cooking if it's covered with oil. If it's just enough oil to grease the pan that it shouldn't stick, then it's for sure not considered anything. And again, a suffix, the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik, if you put in more oil than just enough oil that it shouldn't stick, but not enough that it should actually cover the item, in which case it would be boiling. What's the difference if you boil in water or boil in oil? And therefore, that's a suffix. And again, there's a problem with suffix, what to do. There's always an eitzah. If your wife has a recipe that ends you up with a suffix, pieces less than a kazayas, and they're being, let's say, irikli rishoned, or they're being fried in oil, if she would just boil it first for a half a minute, then ice shaila. You know, she could just boil it for half a minute, the pieces, and just boil it for half a minute, and then then pour out the water, and then take the pieces and do whatever she was going to do. You've transformed it into a mazonos by doing that. Now, you're going to say, how much is a kazayas? So that's a whole other issue, which we're not going to talk about tonight. But a kazayas is a kazayas.